An 11-year-old boy who was left disabled by a botched birth has finally been given ACC cover after a 5-year battle. But his family say the win is bittersweet because it highlights the 2-tier disability system where those who are disabled through an injury are treated far better than those born disabled or who become disabled through illness. Here's investigative journalist Anusha Bradley with the story.
Andrew Dixon's son Ben suffered from a lack of oxygen during a difficult birth in 2010 and was diagnosed with cerebral palsy when he was 6.
We finally got in to see Rakesh Patel, and he's the number one paediatric neurologist up in Auckland, who said within minutes that he had cerebral palsy and this is clearly a brain injury. And he advised us to apply for ACC.
But ACC rejected Ben's claim, sparking a 5-year battle that's seen 22 expert reports into his condition commissioned. While Mr. Dixon admits the case is complex, he says it comes down to whether doctors should have anticipated problems could arise during Ben's delivery because of his wife's pre-existing medical conditions, including dwarfism, whether that should have triggered specialist care, and whether she should have been offered a caesarean section. Then, in November, just 2 weeks before a court case between the family and ACC was due to be heard, Mr. Dixon says Ben's claim was accepted.
I mean, it's bittersweet because the only reason we've got here is that we've been able to fight and basically push ACC into a corner. And the most annoying thing is that the mechanism that they granted cover for, the treatment injury, was the thing that was first identified by their expert in 2017.
ACC says cover was granted after new medical evidence was presented that was not in his 2017 claim, and it's working to ensure he has the support he needs. Mr. Dixon says the help now available is vast compared to what's on offer under the public health system, which makes him grateful but also concerned. He says previously Ben had no teacher aid and the Dixons were paid a few $100 a week as his carers. But under ACC, he'll get a full-time teacher aid, specialist care appointments and financial support until he's 65, while his parents will be paid for 22 hours a week as his carers.
I mean, I'm just shocked by the difference in the funding models. I mean, everyone had told me that it was, you know, the gold standard or the Rolls-Royce version.
A professor at Auckland University, Susan St. John, says the system that treats people so differently depending on the cause of their disability needs overhauling.
It's just morally wrong, but we're so far away from dealing with it. It's going to take a huge change, a huge parametric leap to be more humane and to put the actual injury or the actual disability and not differentiate by cause.
Mr. Dixon, who's writing a book about Ben's journey, now wants ACC to review all birth-related injury claims filed by children over the past 5 years, but ACC says it does not believe that is necessary.